the topic can be a polarizing issue, but Minnesota native Will Steger has led dog sled expeditions to Greenland, the North Pole, and the other end of the world, Antarctica, for more than 21 years. During that time, he's seen dramatic changes, changes he believes people in warmer climates will soon be seeing.
I've traveled on these great ice shelves in Antarctica. These have disintegrated. So for anyone that lives in the north, it's been extremely obvious for the last decade, but we're just starting to see it here now.
Steger uses the Northwest Passage as an example. For the first time in recorded history, that Arctic area was open for shipping from east to west this summer. He says more extreme conditions are on the way.
To me, it's a moral issue because we're going to lose a lot of the wildlife and the plants in the Arctic biome. The polar bear, walrus, the ring seal that lives on the ice. In 30 years, just won't have a habitat.
Global warming expert J. Drake Hamilton with Minneapolis-based Fresh Energy is part of Steger's traveling forums, which have been in La Crosse and Duluth. She says individuals can ease global warming.
Yes, that's the idea. What the science says is that we all need to reduce our emissions by about 2% a year. We need to gradually but surely make a transition to clean energy technologies.
Hamilton suggests people turn off their cell phone chargers, TVs, computers, and room lights when they're not using them, and wash clothes in cold water. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.